Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. With so much of fitness shifting online, there are more overnight experts and Instagram gurus than ever before. It can be difficult to sift through all the nonsense and find real information that will actually help you achieve your goals. In the spirit of making sure you have accurate information that you can put into action, I want to take a moment today to debunk three popular fat loss myths that just won't die. Myth number one, you can spot reduce fat. For some reason, this myth just won't go away, even though it makes no sense. When people have come to me looking for help, they've often said things like, I want to lose my gut, or I want to lose the fat on my arms. It's not their fault. They've been misinformed by the Johnny-come-latelys on the internet who are continuing to spread misinformation. Think about it this way. If you didn't have a choice in where the fat accumulated on your body, why would you think you'd have a choice in where it disappears? The truth is, how do you lose your belly or arm fat? Here's how. Consistent, intelligent strength training, eating a diet of whole, minimally processed foods rich in protein and vegetables, and a mixture of short, intense bursts of cardio with longer, low-intensity cardio. Just one little caveat to cover, though. Excess belly fat compared to the rest of the body could indicate elevated cortisol levels from stress. Excess fat in the triceps or upper back areas could indicate overconsumption of carbohydrates and or poor carbohydrate tolerance. But that's a lot of the next level stuff that you need when it comes to improving your overall body image. Always start with the three things listed above first, though. Myth number two, you have to eat 6 times a day to lose fat. This is another one of those things that just isn't completely true. Do people successfully lose fat eating smaller meals more frequently? Of course they do. So do people eating 3 larger meals a day and people doing intermittent fasting. Just because some celebrity lost 20 pounds eating 6 meals a day doesn't mean that it's the right approach for you. In fact, as busy as most of us are with work, school, kids, and whatever else we have on our table, it may just not be feasible to eat that way. And that doesn't mean you can't lose fat. For most people, nutrient timing and how many meals per day you eat just isn't that important. What's important is that you're exercising consistently. Hopefully, you're making resistance training a priority in your training schedule. And consuming the right foods in the right amounts throughout the course of your day. For men, this means 2 palm-sized servings of lean protein, 2 fist-sized servings of veggies, 2 cupped handfuls of whole unprocessed carbohydrates, and 2 thumb-sized servings of healthy fats as a starting point. For women, it's 1 of each of these, typically. If your meals more or less look like that and you eat 3 to 4 meals per day, you'll do better in the long run than following some fad diet you read about in men's or women's health. And you'll be a lot happier as well. Myth number 3, fat loss is easy. We can look back and laugh at all those bizarre infomercials about six-pack abs, buns of steel, and the you can do it guy on and all the elaborate machines he was peddling. Yet the fitness world is more wild west than ever before, and those 80s infomercials have just been repackaged as deceptive ads in your social media feed. So let me ask you this: if fat loss is easy, why is it that 42% of the American adult population is obese? I can't even escape the deception when I get into my car, where I'm bombarded by radio ads guaranteeing 20 to 40 plus pounds of weight loss in 40 days. If that's easy, then gaining it back will be even easier. It's time to come to grips with the fact that fat loss is hard and requires hard work, consistency, and discipline. What it doesn't require is starving yourself and making exercise a full-time job. Don't get sold on the magic bullet or secret sauce, because there is not one. Your best bet? Keep it simple. Stick to the proven principles that work. Be patient and play the long game. You deserve this for yourself, and you deserve to know the truth. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.